You just never know what's going to happen.
You can't script this.
Right now, I'm getting asked, are you going to play some stuff to fill in the blanks? Because the other part of the Stanley routine is not here.
So this is actually an audience participation event. I require three things from the audience. The first is an animal. I need a type of animal. All right. I can work with that. The second thing is I need a location. It can be something like in an elevator, or it can be something like, you know, Guam. In a bathtub? Fair enough.
I like this so far.
I need an object of some kind. A marshmallow peep? All right, that's not an animal, but that's fine. The ostrich and the marshmallow peep in the bathtub. Interesting. So there's this ostrich. This ostrich's name is Harold. He's about 7 feet tall. His self-esteem is pretty good because of this, because very often when you're just really tall, when you're younger, you might feel kind of freakish, but as you get older, you realize people mistake it for charisma. And Harold was a rather coordinated guy, considering how big he was, and he'd stomp around, and, you know. He was a terrific dancer, which not all ostriches are. They all try to dance, but not all of them had a beat like Harold. And Harold, for a living, Harold didn't have an exciting job. Harold was an accountant, which is tough. Yeah, yeah, Harold didn't like it either. You're 7 feet tall, cramming yourself into that cubicle under the desk with your slide rule and your graph paper, filling out forms. It's not a lot of fun. But Harold had his delights. Harold was such a terrific dancer that on breaks from accounting, he would stand outside. He would take out one of his favorite snacks. He would take out a marshmallow peep. He would pop it in his mouth, chomp it down, and all the other accountants would stand around and look kind of nervous as Harold did this exuberant Harold dance as only Harold could. And one night, Harold decided that he loved marshmallow peeps so much that he couldn't deal with just one at a time anymore. He wanted him an entire bathtub full of marshmallow peeps, and he decided he was going to get in and fill it with warm water, and he was going to scrounge around in the marshmallow peeps till there wasn't nothing left. Now, Harold, the ostrich accountant, thought this was a really good idea. He was picturing having little flecks of marshmallow peep all over him, and it would just be joyous. He could just dive in and... But Harold hadn't really planned this thing through, and so as he ran the hot water into the marshmallow peeps and sat in the tub and watched it fill up with anticipation building, taking a little bite out of the peeps as he went, he realized something was going really wrong. The peeps were starting to melt. Now, as you know, ostrich feathers are a very beautiful and rare commodity. In fact, very often they are a common costume element for royalty. So Harold sat in his extra-long bathtub that he could accommodate his 7-foot bird self in. And those marshmallow peeps started to melt. But Harold felt good. This molten sensation of marshmallow peeps right about here was just so relaxing, and he was starting to get a little sugar rush because it was absorbing through his skin.
I love the peeps.
And Harold was so relaxed.
Into you, the sugar, well,
he wasn't even thinking about his work. All the thoughts of graph paper and figures and
numbers floating around in my head, and I don't even give a damn.
All those thousands of columns of digits looking for the one that was wrong, it was gone. And he felt like dancing.
I work for the IRS, and you're gonna get a really big fucking rebate.
Harold also had a foul mouth, did I mention that? And so as he sat there so relaxed, not thinking about work.
Pass.
It's true. Very true.
What the hell is going on with this?
I'll tell you, I got a plan, Jerry, don't worry.
A
Okay.
Well, Harold sat there in the warm marshmallow peep goo. And he was so relaxed that he began to doze off. Harold woke up. His feathers were all stuck in this blue amorphous goo, sort of sugary, sort of shimmering in the light from the bathroom light fixture. And he realized he couldn't move. He was stuck. And there was only one way to get out. He was gonna have to eat every single one of the marshmallow peeps till it was all gone. And so he started doing a little dance. And as he ate the top layer, he could move his arms. And he started flapping his arms. And he kept eating. And soon he could jiggle his rear end. He started jiggling his rear end. And he kept eating until he could move his feet out of the marshmallow peeps. Until he jumped up into the bathroom, still covered in blue glimmery peep goo. And danced outside and went straight to work because it was dawn. He'd been up all night eating marshmallow peeps, and they looked at him and said, "Harold, we have a dress code here." But he didn't care! End of story. This is... I like that idea. He gets a job eating marshmallow peeps. What kind of job can you do that? That's right. That's the perfect thing for Harold the ostrich account to do. Eventually, he just gave it all up. And
he was the first stripping ostrich at Kuma's.
Mm. He looked kind of scary, all big and naked up there. He looked like somebody ought to put some wing sauce on him or something. But Harold was happy.
Yeah, you're right.
Story time with Steve, folks. Hey, Steve. Oh, don't go away. Come here. We're going to go for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since we're stealing a spot, we might as well steal a spot. Oh, you're bringing the uh-oh. You guys watch out. He brought out the spit organ. I don't know what song we're playing now.